And now for the WGXC news. The Cairo-Durham strategic plan has been unveiled. Audrey Maddott is reporting in the Daily Mail. The Cairo-Durham School District's long-range planning committee presented its goals and strategies for the district at a recent Board of Education meeting. Acting Superintendent Anthony Taibbi, a third-grade teacher, Tim Fisher, and Cairo Town Councilman Doug Outstrander presented the strategic plan for excellence on behalf of the 23 members of the committee. The group met in 5 sessions over the past 2 months and identified goals for the district and the strategies to be implemented to meet those goals. Priorities identified for the schools included the importance of student well-being, strong administrative leadership, a rigorous and vertically aligned curriculum, community involvement, and transparent and ongoing communication. The committee also recognized the geographical, educational, financial, and socioeconomic challenges faced by the district. As part of the strategic planning process, the committee also redeveloped the district's mission and vision statements, a step-by-step guide to achieving the goals identified in the strategic plan will now be in development. Community members interested in taking part in developing the operating plan are encouraged to contact the district clerk. The full text of the strategic plan for excellence is available online at cairodurham.org, or you can also read the full story in the Daily Mail. Unemployment rates in the region have declined. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in mid-Hudson counties were much lower in December 2014 than in the same month a year earlier. The State Department of Labor reported Tuesday, January 27th, Columbia County had the region's lowest jobless rate last month at 4.5%, compared to 5.3% in December 2013. In Greene County, the unemployment rate was 6% during the same period, compared to the 7.2% in 2013. The statewide unemployment rate last month was 5.5%. In December 2013, it was 6.4%. The New York County with the lowest unemployment rate last month was Tompkins in the Ithaca area at 3.5%. The highest county jobless rate was in the Bronx at 9.3%. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Okay. And Sheldon Silver is out as a speaker on Monday. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential. Assembly Democrats emerged from more than 10 hours of deliberations Tuesday night to announce that the speaker's post will be vacant Monday, February the 2nd. The members did not say if Sheldon Silver intends to resign. As he left the Capitol just before 8 p.m., Silver would not say if his plans offer a resignation as speaker or if members will vote him out. He said only that he will not hinder the succession process. Asked directly if he was resigning, the speaker said, "I will be a member of this House. I was elected by my constituents. I do not intend to resign my seat in the House." Even if Silver, who was arrested on federal charges last week, remains in the chamber, he will not be speaker after the session Monday. Following the meeting, Majority Leader Joe Morrell announced there will be a vacancy in the office of the Speaker on February 2nd. He said the election date for the new Speaker is February 10th. Morrell will serve as acting Speaker until the vote. Silver was elected to the chamber in 1976 and picked by his colleagues in 1994 to assume the Speaker's chair after then-Speaker Saul Wepron suffered a serious stroke. Silver was arrested last week and charged with taking $4 million in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for pushing policy favorable to real estate developers and securing state grants for a New York City doctor's research. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential at a Times Union blog. Greenville considers a new fire station. The Greenville Pioneer reports that the first of the 3 public hearings considering a $5.4 million new station for the Greenville Volunteer Fire Company will be held at 7 p.m. January 28th at the current Greenville Firehouse. Additional meetings about the proposed 15,907 square foot building that would be put on 14 acres on State Route 81 near County Route 41 will be held February 8th and March 15th. Fire commissioners say the current building from the 30s used to be an outdoor equipment dealership, and it is not large enough in many ways and not compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. There will be a March 24th town referendum on the project, which would take out a 30-year bond with 3.75% interest. That means an average resident with an assessment of $125,000 would have a $102.50 tax bill increase. Greenville commissioners went against the advice of their attorney and voted to allow absentee ballots in referendum. As Commissioner Eric Baer said, some taxpayers are, quote, snowbirds who won't return from the South before March 24th. See the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Lexington hopes signals get out. Michael Ryan in the Daily Mail reports that Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Department Director Warren Hart spoke in Lexington recently about the plan for constructing as many as 16 cell towers throughout Greene County. This isn't something that's going to happen this week or next week or any time in the near future, Lexington Town Supervisor Dixie Baldry said. And even when it does happen, a lot of communities will benefit, including ours. But the topography of the area could still be a problem in many places. The county used a $900,000 Homeland Security grant to install a new cell tower for emergency services on Windham Mountain last year in Jewett. Lexington's Broadband Committee, the story reports, hopes Lexington can find a way to connect with an existing tower on Hunter Mountain to provide coverage in the Spruceton Valley. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. Today it is mostly sunny with a high near 24 degrees, wind chill values as low as negative 1 degrees. Wednesday night it will be mostly clear with a low around negative 2 degrees. And for the forecast for the next three days, Thursday we'll have increasing clouds with a high near 31 degrees, wind chill values as low as negative 1 degrees. And then Thursday night there will be periods of snow and we'll have a low around 24 degrees. On Friday, there will be a chance of snow showers, mainly before 2 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 32 degrees. And then Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees. And Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 18 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 2 degrees. The sunrise today was at 7:11 a.m. And the sunset today will be at 5:05 p.m., making the length of the day 9 hours and 53 minutes. And now for WGXC's reading of the public meetings. Today is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and WGXC recommends calling ahead to confirm time and location. All numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Athens is having a village board meeting at 7 p.m. at the community center. The address for that is 2 First Street, Athens, and the number is 945-1551. Caro is having a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 512 Main Street, Caro, and the number for that is 622-3120. Claverack is having a Zoning Board of Appeals public hearing on the Ginsburg Project at 7:30 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 91 Church Street, Mellonville, and the number for that is 672-7911. Copake is having a Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall. The address for that is 230 Mountain Road, Copake, and the number for that is 329-1234. Hudson is having a Common Council Public Works Committee meeting at 5:30 p.m. and then also a Legal Committee meeting at 6 p.m. at the City Hall. The address for that is 520 Warren Street, Hudson, and the number for that is 828-1030. Hudson is also having a Development Corporation meeting at 12 p.m. noon at 1 North Front Street, Hudson. And the number for that is 751-1044. Kinderhook is having a historical committee meeting at 7 p.m. In the town hall. And the address for that is 4 Church Street, Niverville. And the number for that is 784-2233. And Philmont is having a village board workshop meeting at 7 p.m. in the village hall. And the address for that is 124 Main Street, Philmont. And the number for that is 672-7032. And this is Pierce reporting from the WGXC newsroom.